Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20-ish minutes, we'll be joined by Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day, which occurs later today. But we're happy to welcome into the studio Savannah McCann, who does updates here on 106.7 The Fan.
Now, Savannah, people know Savannah is a baseball genius. She writes for Baseball America, or has in the past.
This is correct.
She's our update person. But more importantly, she's the one that I taught how to ride a bike.
That is correct. Yeah, there was a hole in her game, and then you helped patch that hole.
Now, the problem is every time I see her, every about 6 months, I say, so how's the bike riding going?
Yeah. She doesn't do much of it, I'm guessing.
She's kind of retired from it. And I think now she's back in a scared mode. Mm. Is that possible?
Well, a little bit, because I got cocky. I tried to ride in the city.
And what happened?
Huge mistake. Cars everywhere, people honking. Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't fall down into traffic or anything.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I was just riding really slow and people weren't into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great place to ride a bike.
No. So I've been scared off the bike. But when I go to the beach or ride on like a boardwalk, like I think that's going to be my vibe.
That's a much better place to ride a bicycle.
I mean, there are bike paths around here, right? Can't you find a bike path?
That's what I thought, but then people were walking on the bike path, and I haven't.
Oh, you didn't like that.
I know, trying to move around.
You gotta get a belt.
They have bike lanes now on M Street. There's a bike pass. Fully dedicated bike lane. Yeah.
I would agree with all the crazy people on the streets. I wouldn't feel comfortable riding a bike in the cities.
The city is actually dumb.
Yeah, if you go to the Outer Banks,
go out to a park.
Ride your bike.
I'll ride my bike all day.
Perfect. Right. Perfect.
All right, so give us the scoop first.
Well, first of all, last year we had her in, same deal. She predicted the win total. I think last year's win total in Vegas was around 59.5, 60 maybe. And they get to 72. How many wins they get to?
71.
So way over. She predicted that.
She did, yes.
This year it's higher. It's 66.5 is what I'm seeing. But I'm a little higher on this team, obviously Vegas is, because I think the lineup is better. It's just my opinion. Question is, can the young pitchers get a little bit better? Because some of their spring numbers were a little dicey. Mackenzie Gore gave up 12 or 14 runs in 15 innings. Now, it's spring training. I get it. Now, you're not pitching a lot of innings. But that's the way I feel about this team. I think the lineup's a little bit better, but can the pitchers get better, the young guys?
I think that's going to be a huge part of it. You need to see Josiah Gray take a step forward. Mackenzie Gore, his fastball, look a little bit better this year.
Okay.
You need CJ Abrams to kind of tap into that all-star potential we all see in him. So there's a lot of things that need to go right. So I won't bury the lead. I, of course, want everyone to bet the over on the Nats team wins. I think.
Do you believe that, though?
I do.
Okay.
I genuinely believe that this team is better than, what's the line, 66.5?
66.5 is what I saw, yeah.
66.5. I think they're better than that. I don't think it's going to be like last year where, you know, you hit that early on in the season and it's smooth sailing. I think you're going to sweat out this bet until the last final games.
But we love sweats. We love sweating bets. Right. It's part of what we do. So that works.
I'm guessing 68 wins.
Ooh, that is sweaty.
It's sweaty. Yeah.
How many did they have last year?
71.
So
you're backwards.
A little bit, but only because I think the end of the year is going to be seeing a lot of young guys come up, and they're going to need a little adjustment time. So we're going to see a whole new team in the second half of the season than we are in the first half of the season, which is good in the long run, bad for bets.
Are you concerned that Dylan Cruz, Jason was telling me his spring numbers, they weren't great. Yeah. Last year, they weren't great when he signed. Right? I think he had maybe a couple of good games, but by and large, they were not great.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned? No.
Not in the slightest. Dylan Cruz is going to be the all-star type of player that we know him to be. He already carries himself like one. You should see the way he's kissing babies and signing autographs mm-hmm. and giving interviews and saying all the right things. And I think that's half of the game is adjusting to that part of it. But he already has that. So now he has the opportunity to adjust to the baseball side of it.
But so, everybody said that about like Carter Kieboom. Like he was going to be the guy. Like they didn't even have to worry about his
they
stick.
Didn't know what they were talking about.
All right. Okay.
I'm not worried about Dylan Cruz.
You're not worried about him at all. Draft said if they had a chance to do the draft all over again, they would have drafted the other guy.
Wyatt Langford.
I think so.
Oh, he had a bomb spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made the opening day roster.
Right.
I mean, that's great for the Rangers. He's an incredible player. That doesn't fit the Nats timeline anyway. If you had this guy, imagine if we had Wyatt Langford and the Nats were like, why would we bring this guy up right. now when we're not winning? Fans would be irate to leave him in AAA.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dylan Cruz isn't doing as hot, let him start in AA. Let him get a few more at-bats, work him to AAA. He makes his debut at the end of the season. Everyone's excited. And then they compete next season.
All right. Okay, I'm buying what you're selling.
So C.J. Abrams last year had a bomb second half. I don't have the splits in front of me, but he ended up with 18 dingers. He stole...
A lot of swipes.
He stole a bunt. Did he steal somewhere in the high 40s or 50s?
Mm-hmm.
So he had a really good second half. Hit 245, but he did struggle in the first half. But I think he has a really good year. I actually drafted him in the... I think I drafted him in the fifth or sixth round in my fantasy league.
He had 54 swipes.
He had 54.
Yep.
And I think the betting line to go on like player prop bets,
right.
I think they're putting his line like 30 steals this year. So I would take the over on that big time because he even said he's going to try to beat his number from last year. So if he has that in his head, why would you not bet on him who's betting on himself?
Right. But I think he has a better year.
100%.
Now, the 245's got to go up, but he struggled in the first half. So that's probably why that was low.
47.
He had 47. Yeah, he has 54 for his career.
I overshot a little bit. Yeah. I was looking at his career numbers, not his 2023 season.
I'd have to go back and look at the splits to see how many he had. It just seemed like he was stealing bases every game in the second half of the season last year.
But I think the last time I played fantasy baseball, this is a name for the past, Scott Posednik was stealing
a lot of
bases.
Right, for the White Sox.
Blast from the past.
Yeah. Oh, I believe,
that's an old school name.
I believe Craig was still alive.
I think you're probably right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, remember the one time when Bickle was in the league, I was keeping track of stats by hand.
Wow, that's insanity.
Well, they didn't have computer programs.
I'm not sure Savannah was born then.
She probably was.
Probably not.
All right, Lane Thomas also had a good year. So how do you see the lineup? Do you see the lineup being a little bit more potent? I kind of do because of who they added, but what do you think?
I agree. I think the lineup looks a lot better this year. And my biggest takeaway, because I went down to spring training for a little bit, mm-hmm. was just the vibes of everybody was so much better and high. This wasn't a team that looked like we're not going to be very good this year. Everybody was encouraging. They were standing on the railings, engaged. And again, it's spring training. I understand this isn't a noon game on a Wednesday when you're down 13-1.
Right.
It's hard
Everybody's
to get amped
happy
up.
In the spring, right? Except for Ryan Zimmerman. He hated spring.
Right.
But these guys were amped up and they were encouraging each other and it then showed on the field. I think Lane Thomas also, I think he's finally an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
He's been snubbed the last 2 years. I absolutely think he makes the all-star team and I think CJ Abrams does as well. And if those two guys perform and show up, they're the leaders in the clubhouse. They're the quote-unquote old guys in the clubhouse now.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the seasons that we need them to have, everybody else
will follow suit. What about Meneses? That's my guy.
You love you some Meneses.
I just love the story about the whole thing.
Amazing story. I hope for his sake and for the Nats' sake, he comes back to form. He hit a home run yesterday against mm-hmm. the prospects, which was fun to see. It looked like he got a little power back. I think he gets traded at the deadline. That's my prediction for him. So we'll get another fun couple months. See ya. Thank you for your contribution. Let's get some prospects.
I thought he was going to get traded before last year's deadline. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be any sort of resolution with Steven Strasburg? It's kind of a thing that nobody wants to talk about. The team was like, hey, we'd love for you to come down to spring training and work with the guys. And he's probably like, no, you know what? I think I'm good. I don't think I need to show up in West Palm. I'm done. Like, what's going to happen there, if anything?
Honestly, there's been no word on what's going to happen. And right now you're looking at the roster of, as of, I think this morning, he's still not even on the 60-day IL, which he's still taking up a 40-man spot. So there's so many question marks of, are they going to try to get something done? But they're running out of time before you just say, okay, I guess you're not retiring officially. We'll put you on the 60-day IL and hope for the best here. And,
right.
What's Stone Garrett's injury?
I believe he had an arm, a bicep injury.
An arm, okay.
I believe so.
So he's going to start out on the IL?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And I really like Stone Garrett. I think he's such a fun player to watch, and he's another one I think is going to come back, get hot, leave the deadline.
Would he? So if he's healthy, he's in the starting lineup, and then Winker comes off the bench?
I think so.
Okay.
I have a feeling a lot of the acquisitions they made in the offseason are really just rentals, and everybody is well aware that once a young guy gets hot, once James Wood taps into whatever they need him to tap into, which whatever that is, then he comes up. Someone, you know, these replacement guys, you say thank you for coming, but goodbye.
Right.
Trey Lipscomb's another guy that I thought he was going to make the opening day roster. He didn't. I think if Luis Garcia doesn't perform, we see Trey Lipscomb up within a month.
Is Garcia still in Rizzo's doghouse?
He is in everybody's doghouse.
He's in everybody.
Everybody's.
How does he look? How does his weight look this year compared to last year?
Weight looks better.
He looks good.
But it's the mental mistakes. You're watching him. It's almost like he's not paying attention, or it's like he's never played baseball
before.
Maybe
he needs a little Ritalin or something, or you know what I mean? Lock in.
Yeah, he's just not.
Maybe he needs Zen. He needs Zen.
No, I don't recommend
Nobody
that.
Needs Zen.
Nobody
are
needs
Zen. All the guys, that. Are the MLB guys, are they all doing the Zen?
Everybody loves Zen. Right. It's like the brand new thing.
Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? So all the baseball guys are on it.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. You see those little white pouches on the ground everywhere.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's gross.
I'm having flashbacks as we speak. It's not great. Not
that
fun.
Should help him lock in, right? That's the whole point of Zen, isn't it? To help lock in a little
I guess.
Bit.
Well, whatever it is, he does need something because it's so frustrating to watch because you can't blame it on him being the young new guy anymore either. It's, okay, you've done this before. Why are you still overthrowing to first base? Why are you not paying attention when you can turn a double play? It's these little things that I can tell Davey is so frustrated by.
Mm-hmm. You know Riz is bitter.
Oh, big time.
And we'll have Riz on the show. I think he's on tomorrow.
I believe he is tomorrow.
His numbers last year weren't awful.
No, not awful. But when you have guys in the minor leagues that are performing better defensively, offensively, they're not making these silly mistakes, it's hard to justify, well, you're not bad. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things of, if somebody's doing better than you, why are we continually giving you chances?
Mm-hmm. Is relief pitching, all right, is Finnegan going to be the closer, or is Hunter Harvey going to be the closer?
Finnegan will be the closer.
He's the number one closer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the bullpen solid or less than solid?
Better than last year.
Okay.
Which it would be hard to be worse than last year. I think they had the third highest bullpen ERA.
They had a bad year, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. I do think they're going to be better. They're getting Tanner Rainey back, which is huge.
Mm.
And I think the biggest thing is that last year they taxed the bullpen so much because Davey only trusted three or four guys. So when you're only trusting three or four guys, you're asking them to throw every day. Of course you're going to make mistakes and you're tired and you're not used to pitching back-to-back days or 4 days in a row for some of these guys. So I do think there's more guys in there he trusts. So the bullpen is going to look a lot better, which will make Kyle Finnegan be a better closer because he's not asked to go out every day. Hunter Harvey will look better.
Did you guys ask her about
Corbin?
Cavalli?
Hey, Cavalli. I didn't.
Did you see him throwing at all? Or?
Yeah, he looks great. So he's starting on the 60-day IL. So he'll come back. I believe it's May or June is when they're hoping to see him back. Phenomenal. I'm so excited for the resurgence of Cade Cavalli.
Really?
Yeah. I think that he is going to come back better than ever.
Well, I remember
and when he comes back, whose spot would he take? Would he take Trevor Williams?
I think Trevor Williams comes out and he goes to the bullpen.
Gotcha.
Which, again, will help the bullpen because then you have a guy that can eat three or four innings.
Mm-hmm.
That he's much better that way than anything else.
Jake Irvin, what was his spring like? I didn't even look at his numbers.
I didn't look numbers-wise, but Jake Irvin is another guy that I think has a ton of potential. I do think he's going to struggle the beginning half of this year.
Okay. All right.
But that'll come. I'm not going to be worried if he starts slow. I almost anticipate
What happened to that pitcher that I told you I liked? Jackson Rutledge. What?
Jackson Rutledge, I'm the biggest believer in him. He got knocked around yesterday at the prospect versus MLB game. He's starting in the minors. He'll come back midway through the season.
You have faith in him.
Without a doubt.
Right.
How tall is he? He's like 6'8"?
He's a big dude.
Yeah, I think he's 6'8".
He's a big dude,
But he's had injuries and everything else,
He's had so many injuries that continuously have derailed him, but this is his year.
Right.
I keep saying that, but this is his year.
Well, she's on the record. Thank you again,
Over
Savannah.
66 and a half.
But barely. It's going to be a sweat.
Hey, that, as long as it gets there.
That is her play. You can give her a follow on Twitter, at S-A-V-J-A-Y-E. I hope I got that correct.
Sav J.
Give her a follow. She did not forget that the Texas Rangers were the defending World Series.
You're the only one in the country that forgot.
Like I did. Thank you again, Savannah. We appreciate the time and the official prediction. When we come back, we'll talk Commanders with Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day later today. Coming up,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In about 20 minutes, we will have Game Show Wednesday. You'll be playing for Nationals opening day tickets and tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. We're going to play a wildly popular new game. It's called Bet On or Against Drab T-Shirt, about song titles for some of those bands that you may be going to see. So we'll do that at 9:45.
All right.
But right now, we go to the BetQL guest hotline. We say hello to Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. And Chick, we know that you guys are like traversing the entire United States, crisscrossing the country. Like, you were out in L.A. for Caleb Williams Pro Day.
Yeah.
You're in Baton Rouge now for Jaden's. We know one of your colleagues will be in Chapel Hill tomorrow for Drake May's Pro Day. So you guys are going to have this on lockdown for WUSA 9. Can you tell us more about it and when we can watch it?
Yeah, it's interesting, guys. Obviously, you know, back in the fray, and it's kind of cool to be back in the grind. And I'm very happy that USA has supported us in doing this. And obviously, with the Commanders having the number two pick, like, they're not going to end up with Caleb, most likely, right? But you never know. So going out there and talking to a DC kid was cool, really cool, actually. And got a couple other stories from some other DC kids on that USC squad, in particular Shane Lee, who's a linebacker who's trying to make his way to the NFL. Today we you know, we'll visit with Jaden Daniels and see, you know, what he brings. We see it on tape. I want to see it in person. My boy Des Purnell will be at Carolina tomorrow for Drake May. It's just kind of cool. We figure, why not see what and bring to the audience what they may be getting. Now, obviously, the Commanders could do something different. All this chatter about J.J. McCarthy and all that. It's the fun part of the year, right, fellas, where just everybody says one name and everybody starts scurrying towards that name.
Right.
Hey, Chick, have you found that the Commanders' brass and then your typical sources or people that hold certain positions, that they've been as tight-lipped as advertised? Or can you still work some angles and get some info?
No, it maybe sound weird, but I thoroughly enjoy the fact that they are close to the vest. Obviously, in years past, it's like the freaking it's an oil barge just leaking.
Right.
That organization. So I don't mind this. They've been very tight. You know, you're not gleaning a whole lot. And Adam Peterson and Quinn, those guys are doing the right thing. And even Josh Harris, they're doing the right thing. It doesn't bother me. You know, we're going to find out. I'm of the ilk. I don't do a whole lot of speculating. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. We're going to get what we get, and we'll cover it. So they've been very tight. I'm impressed by it all. And so I'll take that route as opposed to trying to, you know, all the subterfuge that takes place in this game. They're not doing that. They're flat out saying, we don't know yet. And I believe the fact that they're doing their due diligence. I watched Peters and Quinn last week at LA and what they were doing and who they were talking to and how much literally their eyes were focused on Caleb Williams. It was not like a, let me just show up. They were watching.
They were locked in.
Right.
They were locked in, and they'll be locked in today. They're going to be here today. It's, as you guys well know, I mean, this is a brand new day. It's when you walk in the facility at Ashburn, it used to be people wouldn't raise their eyes to you. They would just go, how you doing? And walk off. Mm-hmm. Now it's, they look at you straight in the eye. How you doing? How can I help you? It's a whole different thing. So does it equate to wins? I don't know, but it's different.
Obviously, you don't want Peters and his staff distracted. And usually, like when you go to these pro days, you're locked in on one guy. But at LSU, you're going to have Jaden Daniels, the projected top three pick. You're going to have Malik Nabers, one of his stud wideouts, who's projected to be like top six, top eight. And Brian Thomas Jr., another top, probably first round pick, maybe 15 to 20. Like, there's going to be a lot of talent, not just Jaden Daniels related, at this pro day today.
Yeah, that's why it's not just Peters and Quinn. It's I saw it at L.A. There was at least two other people wearing the W on their jerseys. So the scouting department is here. They got their stopwatches out. They are, as you said, locked in. So they're doing all their due diligence. And look, I mean, Adam Peters, he hasn't done it as the head guy, but he's certainly done it as an assistant in San Fran. He knows what he's doing. And he's dealing with a scouting staff that, you know, he inherited for the most part. There's going to be a learning curve there, but I like what they're doing for sure. And they'll be in Carolina tomorrow and doing the same darn thing.
So how long do they actually meet with the players when they can talk to them?
Yeah, they get the 30 visits. I don't know if there's a time limit on that. I think it's more about how that meeting goes.
Right.
And they've come away, you know, with, you know, I know they met with Caleb, and I'm going to find out from Jaden today, you know, what conversations have taken place. At least that's why I'm here, is to find out what's, you know, how those have gone. We all know what he can do, and we'll go from that standpoint. So, you know, and that's part of this whole process, right, is finding out the right fit, not only on the field, but locker room and just the chemistry. You know, you guys know, if you work with people and you're not particularly impressed with the human, you're not quite as productive. So you want that.
Will you get a one-on-one with Jaden then?
I highly doubt it. I've been told it's going to be a structured thing. Last week with Caleb was kind of humorous. They didn't set it up particularly well. It was like a straight line, and wherever that athlete ended up, wherever Caleb or Shane Lee ended up, you know, you were reaching out. And unfortunately, my man, David Agudelo, who's my cameraman slash genius, we had a very long mic pole that was adjustable. So I was able to put that mic right in Caleb's face where everybody else was kind of
nice.
Stretching. And so that was huge. And Caleb saw it. And that was the funny moment of the whole thing was he came to the mic. And then as I'm asking my first question, he just stopped me and said, wait, don't I know you?
Nice.
I'm like, okay, I forgot. DC kid. He's watched.
DC, so, very cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was a cool moment.
But here's what I want to know, Chick. So I want to see, like, the big question with Jaden is less about ability and more about durability, that sort of thing, yeah. Availability. Yeah. I know what you're built. I want a picture. Can you get a picture? Give us some context. I want him next to you or him next, you know what I mean? I want to see what the guy, like, how wide he is, how skinny he really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, if you see me and him next to each other, you'll know who the wide guy is. So thanks very much.
And the tall guy.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it looked like a semicolon. Great. I get it. Look, well, the first time I saw Emmanuel Forbes, you know, they talked about how skinny he was. The first time I saw him in person, I said, you have to be kidding me. Mm. No one's that thin.
Right.
I know that Jaden's not that thin. But sure, I mean, as far as quarterback goes, he's going to be a smaller nature. But he's been pretty durable. Now, at the NFL level, it's different. You know, those bodies are 260, 270 flying at you. A little bit different. Mm-hmm. But that's always the question mark with a lot of quarterbacks. Maybe not so much Drake May. You know, a little bit more solid base, like Sam.
Well,
Howell.
Caleb looks thick. I mean, he looks like
Caleb
a thick kid.
Thick.
Yeah.
Caleb is thicker. Yeah, I will get a good sense of it when I get there and see him for sure.
Well, Chick, I hope you're ready to get into the scrum today and that your cameraman has that extra long mic, because this is set to be the biggest pro day in LSU history. And we know how many pros LSU has developed over the years, over 125 media credentials approved already. So it's going to be a wild scene there in Baton Rouge.
Are these guys all going to, like, is Jaden going to run?
Well, they're going to do, they've given it to schedule, and it's a bunch of stuff indoors. So I don't think he'll run. I think he'll just throw. Caleb came in at the back end of the pro day last week and just threw.
Mm-hmm.
They did do measurements away from us. This one, the way it looks like, is going to be an indoor thing, and they're going to, you know, make, we're going to be able to see everybody do their stuff. So I'm not sure exactly what Jaden's going to do, but I'm excited about it for sure. And we will do a, you'll see in the coming weeks, we're going to do a puppy draft week special on all three of the guys that we visited with. And we talked, like, I've talked to their college coaches. I talked to Lincoln Riley for Caleb. We'll talk to Kelly today about Jaden and put together some stuff. Or what if, in fact, one of those guys wears the burgundy and gold, what exactly are we getting?
So after they see Daniels and after they see Drake May,
yeah,
are there any other pro days for the quarterbacks that I've missed? I think they've all had them, correct?
Yes, they've all had them.
Okay.
And then they'll go back into the Ashburn plant,
right,
and figure out exactly, you know, they'll have those many, many, many discussions about what you know. And obviously with all the picks they have, that's the neat thing about this entire process is we can speculate all we want, but the number of picks they have early, some team has got to come up and go, hey, look, guys, we'd love to be up there. We're gonna, you know, let's make a move,
mm-hmm.
and it could be some ridiculous trade offer. And then what do you do?
Right.
What do you do then? Because there's a bunch of quarterbacks that could play in this league that are in that draft.
Wonder if, yeah, I mean, if there's a team that's really fallen in love. Let's just say Washington really likes Daniels.
Right.
Right. But there's a team that really loves May.
Yeah.
And they want to trade up, and they can still get Daniels wherever they select. I mean, that's. The thing is, the team right behind Washington is New England, and they needed a quarterback. That's
they
what kind of
quarterback badly,
right? And there there's certainly some teams that are in that, you know, 8 to 12 to 14 range that need quarterbacks, but New England is going to draft a quarterback. I see all these mock drafts where they take, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., but I don't see that. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I'm with you. You've got to get the bell cow of your franchise. It's as simple as that. And I wish, you know, like Hard Knocks, I wish that we could see all the possible deals that will take place, you know, 24 hours out, or, you know, 8 hours out, or 5 hours out from April 25th, and see how that all works. I know those are only movies about it. We don't really get a chance to see that portion of it.
What percentage chance would you put on Washington selecting J.J. McCarthy at 2?
Wow. Percentage. 15.
Really?
15%.
Really?
Yeah.
That high? I think I'd put it lower. What would you put it at?
I have no clue. Oh. I think they've been so tight-lipped, I really am clueless.
I mean, I know he's like the hot name after his pro day, and he's skyrocketing up the boards, but I still would be surprised if they took him at 2.
Right, and you know, I mean, his old college coach is obviously extolling his virtues, so why don't you take him, Mr. Harbaugh?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we could acquire Herbert.
Yeah, if he loves him so much, can't trade Herbert to us.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And so, he ain't doing that. I know that.
No, he's not. Now, that's part of the process, right? It's all well-intentioned comments that are being made to raise a guy's profile. And, you know, he can be a really, really good pro, for sure. But, you know, the nature of our business is the cycle is we've talked about these three guys ad nauseum for months. And now here comes J.J. McCarthy. And to their credit, his people and the people around him are going, hey, guys, he had a great pro day. He's been solid as a rock. Let's push him up the board, and that's what they're doing. I think for the first time in a very, very long time, the Washington Commanders are in a position right now where they can call their own shot, and they're going to be given ample opportunity to get the player that they want with that first pick. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yep. All right.
Well, listen, great stuff. Thank you, Chick. We really appreciate it.
Boris, appreciate the invite, and look for the stuff tonight at 6 o'clock on Channel 9, and we'll see what happens.
There you have it. Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9 in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Days. Going to see a lot of talent on display down there during their Pro Days. Going to be a lot of LSU Tigers drafted in the first round.
That
most
is correct.
At least three at this point. All right, when we come back, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day. Also tickets to Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. Call in now at 800-636-1067. You're going to play Bet On or Against Drab T-Shirt. He's a musical genius. We'll test that next here on The Fan. So call in now.
We got
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ton of people on the line want to play Bet on Drab.
Yeah, bet on or against Drab.
Bet you can on do either or one. Against, correct.
And we pivoted here at the end because we're just gonna read the song titles, and then Drab, being super producer he is, like, gotta have the audio so I can hear a little bit of it. It's definitely gonna help Drab a little bit, I think. Which is good. That's
the
fine.
Audio, correct.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because just based on music, he probably would struggle a little bit.
Correct.
He's not a big music guy.
He's not.
Music doesn't move him.
Are we giving away both?
We have one pair of tickets to the Nationals opening day. My
and
seat's
then,
going down, by the way, as it's slowly, I'm shrinking, by the
what
way.
What is it?
Something's wrong with your seat.
Hold on. Something wrong with your seat?
Did there you have there a, we go.
Did you have some extra M&Ms during the break?
No, I wish I did.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just going to have one person on at a time, one contestant. We're going to play a little sound clip for Drabby.
Right.
Then the person just bets on or against whether Drab can identify the band. If he identifies the band correctly, they win said prize.
All right, perfect.
It's that easy.
What? Are we get?
Wildies, why are you looking forlorn? It's a cluster.
He wrote the songs on the read sheet.
This is it. Somebody else
just,
has.
You know what? Can you do the read? Just do the read. Who cares who does the read?
All right. I'll do the read.
Yeah, okay. You do the read.
First contestant. We're keeping this on the tracks.
Yeah.
Is going to play for the Nationals tickets.
Opening day. On April 1st.
April 1.
What's wrong? Drab, what's wrong?
Just give Cakes the read sheet. You guys all have them in front of you.
Yeah, you just pass it over here. I can take care of it. It's all good.
Oh, okay. I got one right here.
Let's go with Kyle, who's in Edgewater.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you can do it. You can read the if Kyle wins,
if he wins, I'll get the read.
Right. All right.
It's a well-oiled machine over here.
And shouldn't Mar be guessing these songs since
we're
he's
experts.
So young? Drab's going to know all these.
You think he is?
I feel like Drab's going to know all these.
I feel like he's kind of a dummy with music. I mean, I don't mean it disrespectfully. I mean, I don't think I would
know. We're testing his knowledge. That's all.
Let's test it. Yeah, just because I don't like it doesn't mean I don't know what it is.
It's a good point.
All right. All right.
All right, Kyle.
Kyle, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Junkies?
All right, we'll let you listen to the song as well, and then you can guess whether you think Drab knows who the band
is. Should I be playing, like, the chorus?
It doesn't matter. Just play,
play
5 or 6 seconds of the song.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Well, that was very quick.
Very quick.
That wasn't a lot.
I feel like I know who that is, though.
I know it.
I think I know the band.
So
I
it's
know
either it. It's either STP, it's Live, or it's Soul Asylum. It's one of those three bands. Give Drabby and the listener a rehear. All right, Kyle, do you believe Drab? Are you going to bet on or against Drab T-shirt?
I'm betting against Drab.
You're betting against Drab.
He would just be guess. He's just going to guess on this one.
No, I'm not going to guess.
You know
I think Drab knows it.
Well, I mean, I know like three live songs, and they got a slow, meandering pace to them.
All right.
STP is much harder.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one I don't have a great feel on is Soul Asylum. Kind of weak, I think. Kind of cheesy. So I'm going to say that song, Soul Asylum.
He nailed it.
Drab is correct. Yeah. Kyle, sorry, you lose. Drab knows Runaway Train.
It's a great song.
I like this song.
He just knew that it wasn't Live or STP.
Yeah. I mean, Live does have some faster,
giving him three choices.
Hard rocking song.
Huge. Right. Huge. Okay.
Certainly. Yeah. Sorry, Kyle.
All right, contestant number two.
Good try.
All right. Let's go to Ross in Burke. Hey, Ross.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Ross.
By the way, they're fixing the refrigerator already.
Oh, very good.
Because you brought it up.
Would you like to bet blind on or against Drab, or do you want to hear the song first and see if you think he knows it?
I want to hear the song first.
Okay. All right, play the next ditty, Valdez.
So easy.
All right, are you betting on or against Drab T-shirt?
Drab has got to know that one.
Oh, right. He looks a little stumped.
This is a bit more of a guess.
Did he bet on? I forgot.
He bet on.
Betting on. Okay.
Give him the three choices again.
STP, Live, Soul Asylum. Give another here, too. Give another re-listen.
Easy. Now there you go. This band has a very signature guitar. That's Stone Temple Pilots.
It is Stone Temple Pilots. He wins. Right.
He wins.
Russ is going to see the Nats.
You won two tickets to Nats opening day, which is Monday, April 1st. They are playing Pittsburgh. First 20,000 fans get a reversible bucket hat. Pre-game festivities include an appearance by the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, red carpet player intros, live music, face painters, balloon twisters, and more. Gates open at 2.
All right, so now we have the tickets to actually see all three of these bands at Jiffy Lube Live for the next winner, if there is one.
You guys sleep that I was an amateur DJ for rock radio station.
I do sleep on that.
Cutting my teeth in high school.
How did you do that when you didn't even like music?
I liked radio.
Okay, there's a difference.
And I went to a vocational school.
Right.
Right. So the first gig was...
Was at a rock radio station. Right. Amateur rock radio.
What a waste of half of your day in high school.
88.1 The Alternative, the MC and Jason show.
Well, you should know all of this.
I've never heard of this.
Whatever happened to those guys?
Well,
one's
Jason
right there.
Flamed out and works at an he's a mechanic.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other one you're talking to.
Yeah, MC.
Okay.
Very good.
You had your own show.
It's like picking a quarterback, 50% success rate.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Rich and Olney.
All right, Rich.
Morning, boys.
What's up? Do you want to bet blind on Drab, or do you want to wait to hear the tune?
I'm going to bet blind on my bit season, brother.
Ooh.
You're betting on him.
Or against?
On.
You're betting on Drab. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
The way you're bathed in light.
Let me just say why this is
so easy.
Let me just say why
Rich is a big winner.
Let me just say why it's so easy.
Yes.
he's already played the other two bands.
Well, how about I know the name of that song? It's Dolphins Cry by Live.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's Scoop of Chocolate, Scoop of Vanilla.
Rich, you win. You're going to go see all three bands live.
A very recognizable voice with Eddie K.
He has a very recognizable
whiny. Certainly does.
All right. He's won two tickets to go see Eddie K. and Stone Temple Pilots. So it would be live in
STP. Remember?
Mm-hmm. The Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum, Wednesday, September 4 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
Do you know I have a vague recollection of the last time we did one of those festivals that nobody went to at Merriweather?
Yep.
And I was drinking on that patio, that back patio, like the Corona deck or whatever it was. Remember?
At Merriweather?
At Merriweather. Yeah, and Ed Kowalczyk was there drinking, too.
Right.
And I have a vague recollection.
What is he, about 5'5"?
Because I was hammered.
Yeah.
And I don't remember much, but I do remember that he was there.
Say 5'5", 100 pounds.
I have a way more awkward story involving Live that goes back probably close to 20 years where I did like a stage announcement for, there was a like a block party in downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Live was playing, and the stage manager hands me a mic and says, "Hey, go up and introduce Live." I'm like, "Okay, I can do that." So I go up, I get the crowd all fired up. I introduce Live. I come off the stage and I see
crickets.
It's crickets because they don't go on for another 10 minutes.
Yeah,
right. Crickets.
I think I was with you that night.
Stage manager gave me faulty information and I looked like a big giant.
Didn't that happen with us?
That happened with us before too, with like,
what was the name of
the guy from the Fugees? I think I might have introduced him.
Remember
the guy?
No,
he DJs. He was DJing.
Not sure.
Yeah, you're not a Fugees guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Fugees guy.
Come on.
I know Lauryn Hill.
It wasn't Lauryn Hill. It was a guy.
Wyclef.
Yeah, Wyclef. Okay. Come on, man. He's super famous. And I think we introed Wyclef or so. And then, but they do that. They set up the DJs because the artists don't really want to be associated with the DJs.
Right.
So they set them up to do an intro way before the real intro.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But who was the one band that when we did the intro, the drummer peeked through the
Coheed
curtains
and Cambria.
And he went,
yeah.
That's how awful Coheed the intro was.
Well,
first of all, it was Coheed and Cambria, but there was only about 100 people.
I think that's
in the
more of
arena.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
maybe.
More about,
I mean, we did our part.
That was at Merriweather. That
was at Merriweather.
That was in the dying gasps of the age.
But the greatest thrill of our careers was introducing James Brown. We
that
were one
amazing.
Of like five or six people allegedly to have ever have done it.
And that was at the 930 Club. And that place was packed.
No. We did that at the USA Arena
right,
or whatever.
Cap One,
whatever they called it.
It was MCI Center back then.
And they open up the curtain and freaking James Brown is there doing his dance.
Right.
This is the most surreal thing I've ever
done. That must
you
have been
crazy.
You
and I
crazy.
Were like 10 people have ever walked the earth to intro James Brown.
Most surreal experience in my entire life doing the show.
That was just you two, I think.
It's pretty cool. Pretty amazing.
We got both giveaways taken care of.
Both giveaways are done.
All right.
You can also go vote on the Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. At Junks Radio on Twitter, I believe Drab will put it up shortly. Are you tailing or fading Savannah McCann's 66.5 wins over for the Washington Nationals this upcoming season? I'm tailing it. I'm going to place that bet later today and hope the Nats are in the 70, 75,
I think I'm
maybe
get
80
in on
win
that. I think I'm going to get on that.
Range. All right, we got to go. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
Boom.
Here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.